Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Summer Hill, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. August 6, 1897. Previously unpublished. W.C. White. I have just received a steel pen that Sarah has brought me, and I will try to write a few words. I have just had a short conversation with Brother Simmons, and this is what he tells me. He cannot pay me the $130 loaned him, or the $125 invested to furnish the larger front room next to my hired room. But he only can pay the rent of the house, gas bills, and taxes. He has had a patient from Clark Howden's establishment. He has now occupied that room we furnished for some 2 months. He was afflicted with paralysis. He had visited the physicians who said they could not help him, and finally he came here and is greatly improved by his treatment, and this will give him influence. Brother Simmons is not disconcerted, says he cannot pay me now. $50 came in as a donation to the health home. I needed the money and shall credit it to the money invested in furniture. Brother Baker moved last Wednesday. He needed more room. That leaves 10 shillings more rent on Brother Simmons to pay. Brother Simmons does not feel overmuch pleased with the prospect possible for Brother Brandstater's coming to the home to unite with him. The daughter of Edwin Hare he does not consider the best material for city work. He is very modest in that which he says about this subject, but he wants one who can give treatment. A physician would please him, man and wife, both with a medical education. He loses much because the patients need treatment in surgical operations that he does not give. And it is this kind of treatment that would bring in means to the sanitarium. But now they have to send them to hospitals. Do not get any man or woman physician that is not of solid experience and well-balanced judgment. A woman physician that can treat women. This is that which is needed. I beg of you to get someone from America. A man and his wife would be the best. We know that this would give character to our medical work. Do not bring in anyone of inferior experience. Brother Martin has called on me in my room. He has been paying high interest, 8%, on £300. He was full of gratitude to God and wished me to know that a friend has loaned him the money at 5% as long as he wants it. He knew I had an interest in his affairs and was pleased to tell me his success. I speak tomorrow in Ashfield and Newtown. I spoke last Sabbath in Avondale, where our people were assembled together. I had much freedom, and we had a very interesting social meeting. I am not able to write much. I have altogether too much weariness of the brain, which I did not realize until I came here, and then found I had no power to write. I will now halt. Mother.